It's all over, 116-11 is how it finished. Back in the first half, in the opening quarter, Guidoor had an advantage of 6-2 at one stage, but then Oisin Gallen kicked into gear and he scored 4 of his 5 points in the second quarter off the tie, as McCool's trailed at the break by just a point, 7-6. But Guidoor came out with intent at the start of the second half, and I suppose in the opening 13 minutes they outscored McCool's a goal and 3 points to just a single point, and it was a classy finish by Oran McNeillis, which slotted the ball into the back of the net, and that goal was really the score which sort of put all the indications the way that Guidoor were going to take out this, we're going to take the one here today. McCool's did hang in there again. It was about Gallen, who was a joy to watch today, but he was doing it all on his own. Guidoor in the end running out comfortable winners. The difference in the end was 8 points. 116-11 was how it finished. Guidoor up and running with a one, and at times we've seen Guidoor playing to the best of their ability in this game, Brendan.
Yeah, very impressive from Guidoor today, I felt, Oisin, you know, and particularly in an attacking sense. Eamon McGee gave them a fulcrum up front and a lot of ball went through him. His movement was really good. Oran McNeillis looks back in form. Cian Mulligan was very impressive today too, and it's good to see him getting back to the form that we know he's capable of. Defensively, they look solid. Oisin Gallen was always a threat, so he was. Scored 9 points and put on a superb performance. But Guidoor run out, deserving winners by 116-11 points. And, you know, anyone that was thinking that Guidoor won't feature in this year's championship might have to reassess, because that was impressive from them today. There's a few good players coming back into the mix, so they have, as I say, defensively they were sound. Micheál Carroll and Donal McGillibrida coming into the game in the second half would be a huge lift for them too. I thought Micheál Carroll was superb when he came in the second half, really turned the course of the game. And as you say, the standout, the defining moment of the game was Oran McNeillis burying that in the back of the net to really put the game out of sight, I felt, at that stage.